Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Executive Editor Dave Nordman here, joined by Jim Wilson, our sports editor. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dave, what's happening?
Jim, big games this week, leading off with the home team game of the week, Shepherd Hill at Grafton. Tell us about it.
I like this one just because it's going to take about 45 minutes to play. It's, you know, two ground-based teams. It's a smash-mouth game.
You're going to say they're going to run the ball?
I think they're going to run the ball a lot. Third and long, they're going to probably run the ball because they just two. Yeah, I think they're two really good teams. Shepherd Hill's, they're 1-1. They had a good comeback win against Fitchburg last week. They dropped the opener to Shrewsbury, which is still number one on our poll. I think Shepherd Hill's great coaching staff. They have a great running game. Ben Carpenter had a huge game last week. He's rushed for almost 300 yards and four touchdowns this season. Kobe John Guillaume is right up there. His older brother was a great athlete there. He's gained for almost 200 yards for him. So I think that's going to be a tough backfield for the Indians to stop. But I think Grafton showed a lot last week. They played number one Shrewsbury right to the end.
Yeah, talk about that game. I mean, Grafton, I mean, in the story that's in the Telegram Gazette here on Friday, just they were that close to knocking off the top team.
Last, the two-yard game at the end of the game by Drew Campanella, their four-year starter at quarterback. He just shoved it in the end zone. But I think Grafton showed up. Well, I knew they were good all year. They showed they could play with the best in Central Mass. I think that game showed more about Grafton than it did in Shrewsbury.
They came in preseason number seven, or last week number seven, and they lost and jumped up to number six.
Right. I think that's because a lot of teams ahead of them sort of are settling down. And really, I always say these early polls are like middle school photos because, you look at them at the end of the year, it's like, woof, what was I thinking? Putting this team number four or whatever. So I think Grafton's going to be a good team. I've had them high in my poll all year, so I think I pick them to beat Shepherd Hill tomorrow, but I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, and, jumping right to the top of the poll, Shrewsbury, travels to Groton Dunstable this week. Talk about that game, Jim.
I think Shrewsbury, they've had two tough games to open the season. I think having Groton Dunstable's 0-2, coming off a couple tough losses, I think it's a good way for them to step back a little bit and get ready for the rest of the season. Not that they can take Groton Dunstable lightly, but I think especially after that war with Grafton, that's a good chance to sort of stretch their legs. And Campanella has thrown for over 300 yards this year. Cam Schaefer has been developed into a great top receiver. Phil Samarios is right up there. I probably just butchered his name, but he's up there for he's got a good option. John White in the backfield. I think they just have talent everywhere. I think they had a little wake up call last week against Grafton. I'm curious to see what they come out with. They could showcase the offense a little bit. I think this is a good way to set up the rest of the year going into the playoffs.
And the Doherty High Highlanders 2-0 to start the season. Not really a surprise, but checking in at number two in your poll.
I have, I almost put them number one this week because I think they're really impressive. They're legit, and the fact that they're talking about how legit they are.
And you're saying you didn't put a number one, but four voters did.
So
they're right there.
They're right there. I think they're a good team. This is probably one of the best teams they've had since the days like Smallwood, been playing back there, and Gray and all those guys that had professional careers down the line. I think that's the key for Doherty. If they're talking up their team, they know they're going to be pretty good because they try to downplay it when they're not sure what they have. Tajon Vassar is probably not a better running back in the league. John Forson is just a monster on both sides of the ball. No calories. You're developing into a great quarterback for these guys. Josh Brunell, and Chris Yeboah has each have five sacks. I think Charlie Payson's great on the defense. They have a playmaker at every position. I think they're going to be really tough.
And they've got Tantasco this week.
They got Tantasco, who's coming off a tough loss to Wachusett. Wachusett pretty much handled them last week in the game of the week. So I think
not a game you can look past.
No, I think they're tough. Like I said, look at Tantasco week one. They had a great last minute win for themselves. They sort of set themselves up. I think Wachusett's really good too. I think I've had Wachusett in my top five all year. So I think that that's not a loss you look at. This is a bad loss. It's what they learned from it. But the problem is they go from Wachusett to Doherty. The week after, it's kind of a tough road for them.
So with Shrewsbury and Doherty at the top of the poll, a team that seems to be there every year, every week, Nishoba at number three.
That's what Tom Flanagan wrote about him in today's paper on Thursday, and I think he's exactly right. It's no matter how many people they graduate, that's what a lot of these teams in Central Mass look for. They're like, well, you know, we'll just ride out this senior class, and then they'll show me back putting in sophomores. They just keep reloading every year. I think Sam Belinsky is with over 300 yards his passing. Alex Childs has about four touchdowns. You know, part of a four-headed running back crew in that backfield. They're going to be really tough.
And not an easy game this week.
No, big league game for Fitchburg, 0-2, but you know they have, like I said, they had that.
Is there a more dangerous 0-2 team than Fitchburg?
You know, I'm curious to see what Fitchburg has. A great coaching staff. I think, in 0-2, but you look at St. Bernard's, who debuted in our poll number 10, beat them week one. They had Shepherd Hill on the ropes. They just couldn't close it out. And Shepherd Hill is a good team. They came back in the fourth quarter, second half, to take that win. But, you know, they're a very good team. I think they have athletes everywhere. They're a better team in the last couple of years.
Anytime you're 0-2, but you've lost to two top 10 teams, I mean, that's a team that's dangerous.
Exactly. And I don't think the show was taken lightly. Like I said, it's a big rivalry game. It's at Crocker Field. So I think that's going to be...
Right. Home game
for Fitchburg. They'd love to get the win there. And I think, you know, just sort of, because they beat Nishoba. A lot of people are turning on to them as a team to watch. I've been high on Fitchburg all year. I don't know if they're gonna beat Nishoba, but I think they're gonna be pretty good.
And then what could be the game of the week any year, any week? St. John's, Leominster. St. John's checks in 0-2, but number 4 in your poll.
So there are two of the probably the top teams in the state in Catholic Memorial and Springfield Central. That's why. And I always say every year, you know, these, I don't care if you want to come in, you know, to the playoffs, you know, 6-5 or whatever, but yeah, I played a tough schedule. St. John's, those two losses are, you know, two of the better teams in the state. That's nothing to worry about, especially when they're trying to put in a new quarterback. And Colin Schofield came in. He's already thrown for 635 yards and 6 touchdowns. Great offensive weapons. And you know that offense is going to be, if they can find a defense, they can trip a guy on third down and just, you know, get that ball back in their hands, they're going to be dangerous.
I mean, St. John's Leominster every year it comes right down to the wire. It's usually, you know, comes right down to a goal line stand or a last minute touchdown.
Yeah, you know, and an important thing to look out for this week is St. John's opening at home on Friday night, 7:00. They have the lights installed. They have the new field. I think it's Charlie Eppinger bobblehead night. So I think it's going to be, you know, a great night for them. They're going to be jacked to the gills. The Sensei is going to be out there. It's going to be just, you know, the part in the Red Sea. And Lemus is going to walk into a really tough place to play, because I think, you know, St. John's is going to be low, especially coming in 0-2. They got something to prove. The 0-3 is going to be desperate for them. But look out for Leominster. I mean, they're 0-2, but they, you know, they had Westfield played them really well. Westfield's a really good team, always in the Western Mass playoffs. They came in, they had that game in control. They just sort of lost it at the end. Westfield came back and they won in the last couple minutes. So I think, you know, Leominster is another team that had two tough games to look forward to. Dave Palazzi might be his last year coaching. He's a new AD over there. They're not sure if they're going to let him coach another year. So I heard the job is posted. So it's going to be interesting to see what they have. I think, you know, Dave, give Dave, you know, a couple good players. He can make it competitive.
And right down the line, we've mentioned Shrewsbury, Doherty, Nishoba, St. John's, and always right there, like you mentioned, is Wachusett checking in at number 5.
They had that tough loss to Doherty. They played them tough. It was, you know, one touchdown game, defensive battle week one.
They're a play away from being 2-0.
Exactly. And they came in and they just handled Tantasco last week. They got a lot of things going on both sides of the ball then. The defense shut them down. Their offense was clicking. You know, typical Wachusett. They just, you know, have a multi-pronged attack in that backfield. Gavin Menenzo, Brewer.
It's one of those teams that you wouldn't be surprised come the end of the year. No. They're number one.
Like I said, I've had them high on my poll all year. Barry Walsh is fantastic. He's a great athlete, going to be playing Division I baseball. Probably one of the better wide receivers around. You know, Melky Chabot is a good quarterback. They're talented. They're going to take a lot of teams down. The schedule they play is, you know, going to get them some good wins down the road.
And you mentioned Grafton in our home team game of the week. So jumping ahead to number 7 and 8, a couple of undefeated teams, 2-0 Marlboro, 2-0 West Boylston.
Yeah. Sean Mahoney, Tom Flanagan wrote about Sean Mahoney getting his 101st win this season. I think, you know, he's a great former Assumption coach. He's, you know, he's a Shrewsbury guy. He's fantastic. I think he's one of the better coaches around. He's always tucked over there in Marlboro. He's always jokes to me that, you know, we always forget about him down in that corner over there, the Metro West. But I think, you know, Louis Vigiant, so he's one of the better running backs around, under the radar guy. But, you know, he's 300 yards and 4 touchdowns already. They're going to be a real tough team. They got Westboro at home on Saturday night. I think that, you know, that's, you know, another win for Marlboro, but I think Westboro is another tough team. I've talked about them on the podcast before. You know, it's going to be like that Neshoba Fitchburg game, another good mid-watch B sort of clash, two tough teams.
And West Boylston, checking in at number 8, not a team that a lot of people are talking about, but obviously undefeated.
We can't talk about them because Mike Ross won't let you talk about them. That's the thing. The media embargo has been lifted after that Leicester game. He's letting people talk about this team and how good they're going to be. I think Corey Shea, we talk about running backs, he's got to be in a conversation for a super team spot down the road. He's, you know, 327 yards, 4 touchdowns. I went out and watched the Leicester-West Boylston game last Saturday night. It was fantastic. Both sides of the ball, both are great teams. I can't wait to see these guys play, you know, down the line. I think they're just, you know, West Boylston runs that double wing offense and just smashing in the mouth every play. The great defense. Dave Rizzuto, he was injured in the preseason. He's coming back. He's looking healthier every week. He's going to be another guy, you know, if you focus too much on Shea, give Rizzuto the ball, he's going to make you pay. Great, you know, he leads that defense, him and Aiden McNamara. I think, you know, Ross has got a wagon over there. I think they're going to be, you know, in the playoff hunt.
In Southbridge, you know, they usually come to play every week.
Yeah.
Never an easy win.
I love Frank Koumanelis. I think him and his staff are doing a fantastic job. I just don't know if they have the horse to beat with West Boylston. They have a tough road over there. So I think, you know, but, you know, again, they, you know, give Frank a couple athletes. He can make it competitive. They're not going to blow these guys out.
Another win, and we'll be right back here next week talking about West Boylston. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Shepherd Hill, but you also mentioned checking in at number 10, St. Bernard's, a couple of quality wins already this season.
Yeah.
Checking in at number 10, a big jump up from not being in the poll last week.
No, exactly. I think, you know, Tom Bingham and his guys, they have a great running back crew with Walter Morales and Xavier Marty. Each of them have 200 yards, which is tough because obviously with that kind of stat, you can't really, you know, focus on one guy. I think they've had, you know, they opened up with a win over Fitchburg for the first time in forever. I think that was a good set the tone way for them. And they got Gansett this weekend. On Friday, that's going to be a tough game for them because Gansett can put up some points if they want. They were tough defense, so that'd be a nice little test for St. Bernard's.
I mean, that's a quick run through the top 10, Jim,
yeah.
In 10 minutes. But talk about some of the other big games this week. It's not just top 10 teams. There's a lot. This is a packed week, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think probably one of the better games is going on Saturday with the Leicester playing at Valley Tech. I think at 2:00 at Valley Tech. I talked about Leicester earlier. One of the guys I saw at the game that really impressed, I've heard about him before. I haven't had a chance to see him until that Saturday night, but Jack O'Neill, fantastic two-way player, just a big playmaker for Leicester. They had he was great. He made some insane catches at wide receiver. He was always open. Dan Merrow, he's been quarterbacking there for a long time. They're in sync. I think they can find the guys. He can find the open player. They made some, you know, Tristan Scola had a couple of game-breaking plays. Bryce Gosselin, another player for Leicester that I think people should watch out for. I think the key thing with Leicester is they had that tough loss to West Boylston. They can't afford to drop this game to Valley Tech and be chasing power ranking points going into the playoffs. That's me. You know, he knows Tim Griffiths, the coach at Leicester, knows that they have a tough road with that schedule they play. So they need a big win. But Valley Tech's not going to lay down. They had that wake up call loss to Millbury in overtime week one. They came back. They throttled Sutton last week. They have a great, Jim Archibald, the former Northbridge player, now Valley Tech coach. He's fantastic. He can rebuild every year with these guys. Scott Mackey, great quarterback. Jared Lozell and Aiden Fitzgerald can carry that offense. They've got a lot of weapons. That's going to be a really tough game for Leicester.
And, you know, talk about some of those other, you know, there's other undefeated teams out there that have, not in your poll, but, you know, talk about some of those teams that, those undefeated teams that are looking to jump into the poll this week.
I think one of the better games is going to be Nipmuc and Northbridge, two undefeated teams, I think.
Now, every year you would think Northbridge would be, you know, the favorite going into that game, but Nipmuc 2-0?
Yeah, Nipmuc has been tough for the last couple of years. I think they're
both teams are 2-0.
Yeah, both teams are 2-0. Northbridge is, you know, Ken LaChapelle. He's got a younger team. I know he has a good freshman quarterback that might see some time down in the next couple of years. Be the sort of next big thing there. But I think Northbridge had two. You know, they eked out a win over Quabbin in a monsoon week one. They beat Tingsboro last week in a back and forth game. I think they know a win over Nipmuc sort of solidifies them as a team to watch this year. So but Nipmuc, they're going to be tough too. They're always in the last couple of years they've always been a playoff team. They're going to be tough. Maynard's undefeated. Millbury's undefeated. Lunenburg's undefeated. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of good up and coming teams that want a place at the table here.
And Auburn, obviously a tough loss last week against a very good, you know, out of conference team in the top cop game, but you know, 1-0 in Central Mass and looking to get back at it.
Exactly,
this week.
They're not too far away. I think they have a talented team there. They're gonna, you know, I think that last week's loss sort of go to another tough team. They were in a championship playoff team last year. I think that sort of showed them what they can do, what they need to do it to get at that level.
That's Jim Wilson. As always, Jim, I appreciate the time, and we'll be back at it next week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.